Blog Talk Radio.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah! But the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
You've tuned into Psychic View. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. To ask Moni your question, please unblock your phone number and call 347-850-1494. Mona will answer your specific single-issue question. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Wednesday of National Psychic Week. So just want to let y'all know that the best way to support my program is to download my fabulous app called Dice Wisdom. And what my app allows you to do is, on the go with your phone, you can actually ask questions. So say you're going to a job interview. You might want to ask, what's the best approach to have this job or to negotiate this job interview? Well, then you tap on the app, which has a little image of dice, and then when the app comes up, you tap the dice, and then it gives you the answer to the question. So you concentrate on your question, you tap the dice, and you get the answer. It's really, really a wonderful way to ground yourself and make yourself aware of everything when you ask this question. It is the coolest thing, I promise. It's $1.99. Once you download it on your phone, as long as you have that phone, you can ask as 50 questions a day if you wanted. It's very, very cool. So supporting me, supporting this broadcast, means that you take a minute and on your phone, you download my little app called Dice Wisdom. If you want to see a video demonstration, it's on dicewisdom.com. So you can see the video demonstration. Okay, so I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 408 area code. Hello, 408. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. What's your question?
My question is, can you tell me about my next job or when you see me finding a new job?
Well, I'm thinking that the reason that you're having an issue finding a job, and this is before I even turn cards over for you, is that it's not about just a job. The job either needs to be a stepping stone towards something you really want to do or actually be what you really want to do. So before I turn cards over for you, Tiffany, what do you really want to do?
I'm a pharmacist, so I really want to be a pharmacist that works directly with patients.
Okay, so working in a hospital environment would be ideal for you.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so when was your last interview?
My last interview was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, and did they call you back?
They say they're still interviewing people and they won't contact until middle of August, but that job is not like, you know, that job is similar to what I've done in the past. I'm hoping for something a little different and a little exciting.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So you interviewed at a place that you really didn't want to work there if they hired you, is what you're telling me.
If they hired me, I would take it because I've been out of a job for half a year.
Okay. So here's what Tiffany, here's what I want you to do. And I don't know if you've listened to my program before, but I have this thing called the donut bomb, all right? And the donut bomb is for any phase of a job interview that you want to make a good impression. So what I want you to do, because tomorrow is Thursday is a perfect day for this, Thursday or Friday is really good, especially if you've already interviewed, is you take a couple dozen Krispy Kreme or Winchell's or Dunkin' Donuts, okay? You take them to the HR department of that place you interviewed at, and you say, I understand that you're still interviewing, but I wanted to drop these donuts off for you so that you can have a really nice day today.
Okay.
And then you tape your resume, or you tape a thank you note for the interview on the top of the donuts to the name of the person that you actually interviewed with.
Okay.
I'm going to do a donut bomb. Because here's the thing. I do see you getting the job that you want, but for some weird reason, I'm seeing it delayed till next year. But you need to be working in the meantime. So go ahead and take this job, but keep looking for the job that you really want once you get this job.
Okay?
Okay. So here's the thing. We just have to get your butt back working. Because you're worth more if you're working than if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean? As you're interviewing, if they say, oh, where do you work now? You can say, oh, well, I'm kind of between, I like to say it this way, I'm between successes right now. It's one of my favorite, somebody said that to me once and I swiped it from them because I asked them, oh, what do you do? And they said, oh, I'm between successes now. So I swiped it. But the reason I like that statement is because it could mean that you literally took time off all on your own to take care of some personal things. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That you weren't forced out of a job. It's by choice that you are looking for other opportunities. So for me, for you to say that and for you to do the donut bomb, and this is to any place that you've interviewed in the last couple months, make it a donut delivery day tomorrow. And you could even go to a company that basically didn't hire you and say, you know, hey, it's me, Tiffany. I wanted to bring you guys donuts because, you know, you never know. You might have an opening all of a sudden that I'm perfect for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so look, get kind of dressed up, you know, like really smart casual, not jeans or flip-flops or anything like that. Look smart casual, nice blouse, nice slacks, and just go deliver donuts to places that you've already connected with in some way. Let's say you're waiting to hear on a job that you've applied for online, but they haven't called you, all right? Mm-hmm. So you donut bomb them. You go to their HR department and say, you know, I applied online about a week ago for a job here, and I wanted to bring you guys donuts so you could have a nice weekend. And tape your resume to the top of the box of donuts.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Seriously, nobody frowns at donuts.
Nope.
All right. All right, girl, go kick butt and let me know what happens, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right, got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I was just
What's
calling
your name?
About, it's T.
T?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question?
This question about relationships.
Okay, do we have someone specific in mind, or are you looking for a new one?
New one.
All right, here we go. Actually, there's going to be a choice of two men. What's interesting is, does your smoke alarm need batteries?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because I can hear that tweeting in the back. And you gotta fix them smoke detector batteries, my friend.
I am.
It's a safety issue. Okay? And it comes right through the phone. I'm just letting you know. All right. Here, you have two men here. And the way you meet these two men is not by having very stringent rules of who they're going to be or how they have to be or how you're going to meet them. It's being open to meeting them. You literally just have to adopt the energy of being open to meeting them. And as soon as you adopt that energy, what happens is there are two men. One is incredibly, he's kind of a workaholic. I like him, but he's kind of a workaholic. What I like about him for you guys is that he's somebody, for you, I like him because he's really smart. And he's got an excellent business head on his shoulders. Okay, so that's the first guy. The second guy is a guy that you're incredibly sexually attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's all man. I mean, this is the guy that'll throw you down on the bed and have his way with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, so you're going to have a choice. You're going to have to choose. And I want you to take on the vibration that love is just an arm's length away from you right now, because that's what your
uh-huh.
cards are saying, that it's right around you. So you just need to pay attention to it a little bit more than you have been.
Okay, because I've really been, like, really open to it, and I'm like, am I doing something wrong?
No. I'm telling you that it's that your cards are saying between now and the end of October, men are finding you especially attractive. You just haven't noticed them. So
okay.
I want you to be better. Let's say you go to the grocery store. Okay, I have to tell
mm-hmm.
you, I go to my grocery store almost every day to pick up stuff for dinner. I'm in there every day.
Uh-huh.
And I run into people all the time. All right, but what I'm normally doing is what most people do is they walk in, they get the four things they need to get for dinner, and they pay for it, and they get the heck out of Dodge, right? That's
mm-hmm.
normally what happens. Well, what I want
mm-hmm.
you to do is I want you to go in, and I want you to start looking. I actually want you to start acknowledging men. If
mm-hmm.
if a guy looks at you and kind of smiles, look at him and smile back.
Okay.
You don't have to have sex with him.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that by you coming across a little bit more friendly and a little less, because you've got a very high standard of what you're looking for in a man,
mm-hmm.
I don't want
mm-hmm.
that to be relayed in these eye glances that I'm trying to tell you to do.
Okay.
So when you walk into Starbucks to get your caramel macchiato with extra whipped cream, I want you to look at the guys in line and smile at them.
Okay.
All right. We got, as soon as you
is
learn
any,
to flirt.
Is
these
it
are
anybody
new men.
At my job? Okay.
Well, these are new men. So these are not men you've played footsie with before.
No, I was saying anyone at my job, because I noticed this one guy at my job that he was looking today, but I wasn't sure.
Okay, there are two new men coming into your life. I don't know how they're coming to you. One could be through work. I'm just telling you, be open to dating. Now, you don't have to have sex when you're dating. Just date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Go out
okay.
with guys. Get to know them. And your moniker, what you're going to say to men, when it gets all heated up, you're going to say, baby, I don't know you well enough to sleep with you.
Mm-hmm.
I find you,
okay.
you say it, I find you so sexy, and I'm really holding myself back, but I can't sleep with you until I know you better.
Okay.
And as soon as you can kind of draw that line in the sand and that you get to know him as a person, as opposed to, because I'm telling you, the one guy you're really going to want to rip your blouse off, and you got to hold back.
Okay.
All right. I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
See ya. All right. Bye. All right, got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nia.
Hi,
I'm
Nia.
Looking,
what's your question?
On career.
Okay.
I just want to see what comes up for me.
Okay, let's see. Now, how did you find my little program, Mia?
On Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, you were just looking around and thought, I'm going to give this psychic a call.
Yes.
Okay, all right. The career, here's the thing. You are supposed to leave behind a career or a job that you put a lot of work into, all right? So what it's mm-hmm. saying is that there is a deep letting go of something that has served its purpose for you career-wise, all right? And you really need to look at it as though you're standing on the shoulders of the last job to reach for a much higher opportunity at the next one. So this is a big leap in a brand new direction that's going to initially feel a little scary. But it is your personality and the way that you can interact with people that makes this job fabulous for you. So,
yeah. Well, I already have plan on doing all this, but it's not coming together for me.
Okay, so tell me what job you want next.
I'm now doing accounting and I want to get into nursing.
Oh, what a
But
great idea. You'd be fabulous at that.
I haven't been able to pass the board exam.
Oh, man. I think that you
So I
freeze.
don't
Wait,
know
wait,
what
wait.
to
Back up. Hold on.
do.
Stop a second. I think you freeze up at exams.
Test anxiety?
No. I think that you get really nervous before an exam, and what happens is you sort of, I think you sort of choke when it comes to actually taking the test because you know this stuff.
I
You know
know the
it.
material. I studied and I do what it takes to take this test.
Right.
But I just can't pass the actual real test.
Well, this is saying you will pass it. But now, are you working right now?
Yes, but it's part time because I plan on doing part time so I have time to study.
Okay. Now, here's what I'm seeing is that you will pass this test by February of 2016. So, whatever you need to do in order to make sure you're bringing income to yourself between now and then, you need to do it. What's interesting is that I do see you getting into nursing. I see that happening. So that is something that you will definitely get into the classes once you pass this test. What I would suggest, and your biggest priority is passing this test, what I would suggest is you find a tutor or somebody that can coach you through the test. You can probably find that online.
I even have one coming up, so because I've already
Okay.
talked to one, and I'm scheduling that as soon as I'm
Okay.
ready,
All right.
I
I
could get
see
that
it. See,
going.
I see you leaving behind a career that's been very unsatisfying to embrace a career that is your life work. So, according to this, you are going to pass the test.
Okay, in February, that may
Well,
be
it says,
two more
wait. I
times
didn't say, sweetheart,
that I take this test.
Mia, sweetheart, by February, you will have passed this test. So if there's a test scheduled before February, you could pass that one, is what I'm trying to tell you. In other words, by February, you will have your life in such a way that work and study for school will all meld together. You'll have that all figured out by February. So what I would do in the meantime, until you take the test, is I would talk to your current employer about maybe bumping your hours up to 30 a week instead of 24 or 32, just to get a few more hours in, and then put yourself on a very disciplined schedule about studying. But this is
Yes,
saying that you're going to pass.
the job, well, the hours will probably be happening, like you said, in a matter of a month.
Okay. That's good. See, I'm not worried about you. Your cards are saying you're exactly doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I got to go, sweetheart. I only get a few minutes on the air with each person, or my producer hangs up on you. So I got to go. Thank you so much.
Okay, yes, thank
All
you.
right. Bye-bye. All
Bye.
right. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 402 area code. Hello,
Hi,
402.
this is Diane. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Diane. What's your question?
Well, I was also calling about career. I've been working pretty hard on some projects speculatively, meaning I don't have any guaranteed money coming in for about the last 6 months, and I'm just looking for any psychic impressions you get on ways I can sell them or bring in money other ways.
I'm going to tell you a story just because I think the story is going to be really helpful to you. Any of these jobs that you are sort of doing on contingency, or any of these jobs you could kick ass at. Any of them. You know that, right?
Right. That's why I'm
Okay.
surprised the money hasn't started to flow in yet.
All right. So here's what I would recommend. What is your dream work?
entertainment writing.
Okay. So, because right smack, that's funny you said that, because right smack in the middle of your cards is the card of the creative. It's the Empress card in traditional tarot. I actually love this card for performers, artists, writers, entertainers, great chefs. All right, this is a wonderful card. What is interesting here is that this is about the pragmatic ability to just show up at places and be available. So do you have a blog at all right now?
I have one, but it's not related to writing. I'm going, once the money comes in, I'm setting up the writer website.
Okay. One of the things that you might want to think about doing is doing, because you're connected with the entertainment industry, why not do a blog on movie reviews?
Okay.
Just to kind of keep it going, and you can sell advertising space on that blog eventually, because you're a really, really great salesperson. What it's saying is that it's not your ability that's holding you back. It is the political environment that's holding you back.
Okay.
So you need to shortcut the political environment by making friends, making friends with one of the people at one of these places you're working with to take it past getting over that fence.
Okay.
And it's saying that as soon as you do that, then you can start seeing money come from that.
Okay. I would love doing a movie review blog. The only issue is I don't have the money to go see the movies.
Okay. How about instead of doing movies that are recently released, maybe you do reviews of movies per category?
Oh, okay.
You've already seen.
Gotcha.
One of my favorite movies, and I watched it last night because I ordered it on Amazon last week because I realized I had a VCR, a video of it. I didn't have a DVD, so I ordered it online. And it's a movie called Defending Your Life. Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have. That's a fun movie.
It's with Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep. It's a delightful little wonderful movie that is the perfect movie for people to see when they're in transition.
Right.
So let's say you wrote about that movie. I'm just going to use that as an example. All right.
Okay.
Maybe your entire blog is about movies for certain purposes.
Okay.
All right. So movies, movies for romance, movies for breakups, right?
Right.
Movies for comedies. You know, I have to tell you, my top two movies when I really need to be inspired, one is Defending Your Life, and the other one is the silliest movie that is probably ever made, and it's called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay, that one I've not seen yet.
Oh, it's a great movie. Music's fabulous. But here's the thing. You've got to get past this feeling, as long as you keep agreeing that you're stuck, you're going to be stuck. As
right.
soon as you start making political niceties with people, then you're going to be unstuck.
Okay.
Ask them, as though you're an intern, how to make this work. And in the meantime, find a way to earn money.
Okay.
Even if it's being like a part-time editor at a news station or a newspaper or a radio station where you do editing.
Okay.
But you need to be bringing in some money, because as long as you're not bringing in money, the universe is agreeing that your service and your effort isn't worth anything, which is not true.
Right.
All right,
okay.
Sweetheart, I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right, see you later. All right,
okay.
Bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 512. Hello, 512. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. What's your question?
Mine's about relationship. I was seeing someone, and we kind of split up for a while, and now we're on good speaking terms again. I was just wondering if you saw us coming back together.
Well, I have a man in your cards here that is likely to be a Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo. What is the birthday of this man, of the man you've been playing footsies with?
December 21st.
Well, that makes him a Sagittarius on the cusp of Capricorn. So this could be him. Here's the thing. It's really important that you don't put a template of expectations on this man. Okay? It's more important right now that you can abide in a sense of friendship with him than any kind of expectations about a relationship moving forward. Even though that's exactly what your intentions are, that you want to be with this guy. And I'm telling you, you have to take this very slowly with him. And don't take what he says to you as though it's a personal... I'm going to say it this way. He's very direct in his own way. And it's important that you take that for candid honesty and a blessing as opposed to him doing anything that's criticizing you in any way. Because he's really not trying to criticize you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you do is, see, there are times, the reason why you guys kind of broke up is because he got frustrated with trying to be able to talk to you. Because when he did try and talk to you, you would take it as though he was being critical.
Yeah.
And he's not trying to be critical. He's trying to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I want to tell you that one of the most amazing things that any person can do with you is tell you their belief and version of the truth. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. So there I was a couple weeks ago with my highlighter kit at home. So I took my highlighter kit and I went, you know, painted it all over my head, put the plastic bag on my head, and I got involved in something on the computer. And I totally forgot about how long I'd had this stuff on my head. Well, I got up to go to the restroom, glanced at myself in the mirror, and my hair was way blonder than it needed to be. So I immediately jumped in the shower, rinsed it all out. Okay, so I had to go to a networking lunch that day. Now, I'm coming to a point here. So I go to the networking lunch, and I'm thinking that it looks sort of okay, but, you know, it's not, it doesn't look like me because it's way blonder than, you know, I normally have, and my hair is dark. So so I asked a friend that I go to this networking lunch with. I said, "What do you think of my hair?" And she looks at me, and instead of saying something snarky, because she could have, she said, "You know, I think this is fun for the summer, but I really like you with the darker hair."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whereas your guy would say, "Oh, this looks awful." So there's a way of using the truth that's in more enlightening as opposed to critical. But you got to realize that this is a good man. He is not trying to hurt your feelings. So there's a book I want you to get. Are you ready?
Just one second.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. What is it?
It's a book that's called The Four Agreements. You may have heard me talk about this on the program before, but it's been out for a while. But the name of the book is The Four Agreements. It's written by Ruiz. All right?
Okay.
And you can get it at a used bookstore probably for a couple bucks. You can probably find it on Amazon.com for a couple bucks. But I'm telling you, get that book. The four agreements, the four chapters are always do your best, which you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always keep your
right.
word, which you do. And the last
mm-hmm.
two are what you need to work on. Make no assumptions. And the
okay.
last one is take nothing personally.
Okay.
Okay. If you believe, like I do, that most people do the best they can,
mm-hmm.
if you believe that, like I do, and if you can actually negotiate any situation with those four things, you can't screw it up.
Okay.
So let's say you were in a dressing room with this, you went to a store with this guy, and you try on a skirt, and he comes, and you come out, and he goes, "Wow, your butt looks like a Mack truck in that skirt." You could take it personally. You're going to say, "Oh, well, which style do you like better?"
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Right.
So you don't take
yeah.
it personally. He's. This is not. This is saying that he's not trying to hurt your feelings. You've just got to. You got to look at it as though he is not responsible for your happiness. You are.
Right.
Okay.
I got
to go. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank
okay.
you. Have a nice evening.
All right. You too.
Bye.
All right, we've got somebody here from the 562 area code. Hello, 562. Who's this?
This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. What's your question?
Question is husband.
Yeah.
We went to a boot camp. Everything's been great so far. I'm hoping.
Wait, when you say boot camp, was it a boot camp for working out or a boot camp for like reconnecting?
Marriage.
Ah, got it. Okay.
And you together a long time, you know, you got highs and lows. So just.
So what do you want to ask me? Just how's the marriage going?
Yeah, how's it going to go?
Okay, there's a bigger issue here than let me back this up. You are doing all the right things. One of the things that I see going on with your husband, though, is that it looks as though he's going through kind of a period of depression.
Okay.
Did he recently lose a job or retire early, or was there something that happened? Where he doesn't necessarily have the identity he had with his career in some way?
No, his career seems fine. They did tell him they wanted to hire a plant manager, and he's been acting plant manager for three
okay.
years
then
without
this
title
is
or pay.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. He is really depressed about that. It really bothers him. So here's what I need you to do. Do not take the fact that he tends to be a little quiet and self-absorbed as though it's a reflection or that he doesn't care about you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a brooding that's going on with him right now, and it's justified. What are you doing? It sounds like you're making dinner or eating or something.
I'm chopping. Okay, I am chopping.
Okay, yeah, and I can hear it through the phone, and it's distracting me. So,
okay,
so I think
right.
it's also distracting you. So, so just kind of stop for two more minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
Because what I'm seeing here in the cards is that you are this kind of queen of bringing harmony to everything. All right, there needs to be some time where he just kind of needs to be left alone. All right. And you need to let him work this out without you trying to solve it for him. And the fact that he was a good sport about going to the boot camp with you when he's going through this stuff career-wise, this is a good man.
Okay, so you see everything progressing. Because, you know, many years ago, I got pissed off. And I filed for a legal separation, and he filed for divorce. Nothing became of it, but it sat in the courts for years, just sitting there idle. Well, now we got a notice, order to show cause to continue or dismiss. And my lawyer at the time notified me, and there's a court date in November.
What this is saying is that you don't want a divorce.
I don't want one, no.
And I don't think he wants a divorce either.
Okay.
The bigger issue here, and I have to tell you, I feel a little bad for your husband here, because it's like you have this really high standard of how things are supposed to be, and I'm putting air quotes around the word supposed, instead of working with what is. Okay.
Okay.
So Cheryl, I'm picking on you a little bit.
Okay.
This is a good man. And when this divorce idea first came up, you hit him in the gut when you went for this. Okay. Granted, he's always been the way he is. But you really kicked him in the gut when this all came up, because he really never thought that the laundry would be aired out there. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So now here we are at the point where you got to either get off the stick and do this or not.
Well, the court system eventually, after many years, are going to clean their dockets, and they'll just close all these open cases just sitting idle. That's what they're doing.
Okay. The biggest thing that I would say to your husband would be something maybe right after dinner, or I don't know if you do a martini together at night. I don't know what you do. But say, you know, I got a notice from the courts that, you know, about the case, and I'm letting it go. I want to be with you.
Okay. You know, okay. And so this is going to, marriage is going to go on, because we've had a lot of infidelity issues.
Okay. What it's saying here, okay. You're frustrating me a little, Cheryl. I'm frustrated trying to get a point across to you, and I'm not doing a very good job. So I'm going to say it this way. When you expect someone to do something wrong, you're sending the energy out there for them to do it, all right? And some people are together beyond the idea of people fooling around outside of a relationship. Some people are together for a bigger reason. And there's a reason the two of you are together. And once you guys can both forgive each other for the baloney you've put on each other's shoulders, all right, as soon as you guys can just forgive that, these cards say, this is your soulmate. This is who you're supposed to be with. This is who you're supposed to work it out with.
Right, okay.
That's what your cards are saying. Now, I'm not a marriage counselor. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a financial advisor, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a medical practitioner. I'm just looking at your cards right now that you've created some sort of really super high standard that no man on this planet could ever live up to. But if you flip that around and accept him for the guy that you married, then this relationship can be for the rest of your life.
Okay.
All right, girl, gotta go. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank
See you later. All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, let's see. Let's go to area code 313. Hello, 313. Who's this?
This is Dwight.
Hi, Dwight. What's your question?
Yes. Well, I'm having this dilemma over my living situation, everything. I don't know. I was supposed to go to Florida, I believe, and there's been like someone who lied about some things to put me in court. It's really stressful.
So what your cards are saying here is that you're not supposed to move to Florida.
Hmm.
Let me start with that. The other thing is that it's your cards are also saying that it's time for you to take responsibility for what you did.
Responsibility of what I did.
Of what you did. In other words, if there is something that you need to fix, you need to fix it. And what I'm seeing here is that as soon as you take the step to fix it, that everything starts to move forward for you again. And it may start with something as simple as an apology.
Yeah, with a couple or whatever, or is it like with family?
Anyone that you think that there is a rift with, a disruption with, those are the people you need to apologize to. And the thing is that maybe you didn't do anything wrong, but and maybe the way you apologize is something along the lines of this. You know, I really hate what happened.
Oh.
I really hate that happened. And yeah. I really hate that there's disruption and ill feelings and hurt feelings connected with this. And I want to do something to fix it. Now, you have just said, you've not really apologized, but what you've, because maybe you didn't do anything wrong, but what you've said is that you're willing to help fix it. And when you get to that vibration, the universe, God, starts to support you through this. Because you're feeling a little out of sorts right now. You don't know where you're supposed to go. But if you can clear away the crap that's holding you back, and it starts with an apology, or it starts with, I want to fix this. As soon as you say, I want to fix this, then the energy and vibration starts to come to you to help do that.
Okay.
All right, Dwight. I hope that helped.
Well, you think this whole thing with moving with this, someone want me to help them move and whatever? And I don't know, like staying here, I don't know, like staying
okay,
where I'm at.
I don't see that you're moving out of your city. You may move into another living situation, but you're not moving to Florida. At least that's what your cards are saying right now. That is, it is not about you escaping for your new beginning. It's about creating your new beginning where you are.
Will it be with this couple?
You know, there's an issue with this couple. She's kind of really supportive, but he's not.
Mm-hmm.
There's something here that doesn't feel, I'm going to even say it, it doesn't feel legal or moral. It feels really off to me.
Yeah, I had a psychic. She pretty much confused me a lot, and I feel like I feel and did some actions that like went between them, and then I feel guilty of doing that, and try to
okay.
Fix things.
Here's what I want you to do. All right. Mm-hmm. First of all, there are people out there that are really bad that call themselves psychics, and sometimes what they do is they manipulate people. Sometimes they take money from them. Sometimes they tell them that you have a curse, and that you need to do these things in order to release the curse. It's all bull crap, right? So wait, let me tell you. I'm going to give you a little something to do that's going to give you a project for your own new beginning, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're going to go to the dollar store and you're going to get a container of sea salt or kosher salt or even just a container of salt, doesn't matter, but you're going to get a container of salt, all right? You're going to come home and take out a sheet of paper and you're going to write down all the things that you feel guilty about and are frustrated with. All right?
All right.
All right. When you've exhausted the list, you've put everything on that sheet of paper. It doesn't need to be in any particular order. You're going to write at the bottom of that sheet of paper, I release these things for my new beginning. You're going to sign your name, you're going to crumple up that piece of paper, and you're going to safely burn it, all right?
With the
then,
sea salt.
Then, no. Then you're going to take your container of sea salt, you're going to go up to your bathtub, you're going to pour the whole container of sea salt in your bath water, and you're going to take a bath in the sea salt for about 5 minutes. And you're going to imagine that the sea salt is pulling away all the negativity from your being. You're going to imagine that the sea salt is pulling away any negativity from your body, all right? You're going to stand up in the bathtub. You're going to let the water out, and you're going to imagine as the water is draining down the drain that any bad influences are going down the drain with it, all right?
Right.
Okay, because what it's saying here is that you're about to become quite the responsible man. You're actually going to be quite the businessman. As soon as you start looking at your life as though you're an intern in this life to learn what you don't know and be very, very open to your blessings. I also want you to go back to church.
Okay.
Every week, every Sunday, no matter what, you're going back to church. And you tell people that you're looking for a job, that you're looking for a nice place, a good place to live. You're willing to do whatever it takes to improve your life. And as soon as you have that kind of vibration working for you, the universe can't help but help you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, got to go. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, thanks, bye. Bro. You're welcome. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the five. Let me see. Five. Oh, nope, that one dropped. That's weird. Got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201. Who's this?
Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's your question?
My question is that I have this chronic health problem, and I found this holistic nutritionist, and she's a little pricey, but she's good. And I just want to know if I'm on the right track with her.
Well, my question right back to you is, do you feel better and has the condition improved?
It got worse before better. And she said that may happen because it depends how long you're ill.
Okay. So here's the thing. If this person is just sort of doing holistic energy work on you and you're not actually doing anything physically different, then I'm a little bit worried about it.
Okay. It's not just an energy work, it's supplements.
She's okay.
Giving me supplements to take.
I'm not a physician, all right?
Right.
One of the best things that somebody can do when they're looking to improve their health is to take their diet to a more alkaline state as opposed to an acidic one. All right?
I'm doing that. Then you're
probably on the right path. But okay. I still want you to go to a regular physician and have your blood work done to actually see if what you're doing is working.
Okay.
All right, because here's the weird thing I'm seeing in your cards, and I can kind of get a little bit of a red flag here. I'm seeing that you sort of get convinced or talked into or hooked into a regimen that it may not be the supplements that's helping. It may simply just be the diet.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to give you another suggestion, and I want you to look this up online. There is a Japanese scientist that did a whole study on water. And I don't know if you've heard about it. I forget.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what he did is he exposed water to different elements, like beautiful classical music or heavy metal. And when he froze the water that was exposed to the beautiful classic music would create these gorgeous crystals. But the water that was exposed to the heavy metal would create really ugly crystals, because they wouldn't be uniform or even beautifully put together. Well, our body is a symphony. Our body is a symphony. It is.
Right.
Everything works together to make it happen. So when you expose yourself to something like classical music or, you know, beautiful music as opposed to the really heavy metal music, what you're doing is you're exposing your body to something that it automatically resonates with, all right? But I'm going to take it a step further with you. I want you to start buying, and this is only going to cost you a couple dollars,
mm-hmm.
get yourself some bottles of distilled water, all right?
Okay.
On the outside of the bottle, of the, you know, the container of distilled water with a Sharpie, you know, the Sharpie felt pen,
uh-huh.
I want you to write Vibrant Health on the outside of that container of water.
Okay.
All right? And every morning before you do anything else, you're going to drink a big glass of that water.
Okay.
And you're going to wait a half an hour before you do anything else, before you have coffee, before you eat anything. I'm just asking you to add that one little element.
Okay.
And then in about 2 weeks, go and have blood work done with your physician, your actual real medical physician, and see if there's an improvement. And if there is, I'm not sure it's the supplements.
Okay.
I think it's more of bringing your body to a much more naturally healing state.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. All right. Bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 954 area code. Hello, 954. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jay. Great show.
Oh, thank you. What a lovely thing to say. What's your question?
I'm just wondering if Spirit has any advice for my current romantic relationship of 4 years. I would like to move it forward. There are some sensitive areas, and I'm just wondering if Spirit has any advice at this time.
So Jay, how'd you find my program?
Walk Talk.
Okay, because, you know, see, I have this belief that the people that are meant to find me will find me. I have this belief. That's the mojo I send out there. It's like, people are meant to find me will find me. That's what I do. It's very simple. Okay, in answer to your question, the person that you're with is a soulmate relationship. You already know that.
Yes.
Okay, but there is some unfairness in this relationship.
Yes.
It sometimes seems a bit one-sided, all right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. However, the reason it's felt unfair is because your partner is not used to someone being loyal.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
Because they've been betrayed in the past.
Right.
So, having said that, the way that this moves forward is by you not having any expectations right now for the relationship except the abidingness of it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the thing is that I see that you want to do the whole ceremony thing.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
But according to what I'm seeing in the cards, you want to make that their idea, not yours.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you a story because usually stories seem to be the best way for me to illustrate what I'm talking about. So I'd been dating the man that's now my husband for about a year, for almost exactly a year and 9 months, right? And
right.
He hadn't brought up marriage and he hadn't brought up the future. And I'm thinking, I started getting all whacked out in my head like we girls do at time. We go, well, where's this relationship going? I should draw the line in the sand. Well,
right.
I caught myself before I got into that weird mojo. And I said to myself, you know what? If he doesn't propose by the time we've been together 2 years, then maybe I'm not the person. But I'm going to enjoy the hell out of this relationship until then. That's what I said to myself. All right?
Okay. Right.
A week later, he proposed.
Wow.
So what I want you to do is I want you to eliminate the expectation or a goal connected with this relationship and instead
just
treat it as though it's an abiding one that's going to be there and have a hell of a good time in the process. Because when you shift to that energy, you, Jay, become incredibly irresistible. I want you to be irresistible.
Me too.
Okay? But that's
okay.
How you do it. Just because the thing is that nobody holds on to psychic brownie points like you do.
Right.
So you gotta let all those go. Okay, you can't bring up crap from the past to throw up and say when you're upset. You need to stop that.
Right.
And you instead, you know how, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Another example is, you know how when you have a puppy or a kitten, And they poop in the wrong place.
Right, right.
You might be upset with them, you know, for a few minutes, but you move on and you don't remind them that they pooped in that corner.
Right.
You don't take the kitten over and go, you pooped in that corner, you know, 6 months ago. Remember? You don't do that. Okay. Instead, you enjoy the best thing about that puppy or kitten, because they are who they are. If you can do that, this is a rest of your life relationship.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks
okay.
for calling. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 559 area code. Hello, 559.
Hello,
559.
Who's this? This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi. I'm echoing.
I'm echoing. Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. I think I have you on speaker. Let me get you out as soon as...
Okay, I have 2 minutes to answer your question. So what you want to know?
I would like to know regarding the relationship between Danny and I, if there's a possibility of him and I rekindling the relationship.
Okay. So whenever I turn cards over, and every one of them except one is reversed, and the one that's upright is a card that means no.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to that question is no. And here's the thing. I don't want you to hold out for Danny.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, he's not worthy of you.
Okay.
And here's the test. With Danny, did you feel like you had to change yourself in order to get his attention? I think the answer to that's yes.
Probably.
Okay. The right relationship is the one where you feel more like yourself when you're with the person. You feel more like your best self when you're with the person than when you're not with the person. So the right relationship actually makes you feel as though you're even more enhanced. It's as though you glow, which is part of the reason why we love that love feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We love that love feeling because we glow. We bring out the best of ourselves in that feeling. Do you see what I mean? And what I'm telling you is that he's not the guy. I'm just going to say it. He's not the guy. He's not your soulmate. And as soon as you can scratch him off your list, then you can look for the guy that I see coming up in your cards, that I feel coming up for you, that is the guy. And I'm sorry, I really have to go. I'm right at the end of my
program.
Okay,
okay. Well,
all right, thanks
so
for
much.
Calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona hosts her broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and on Blog Talk Radio for special broadcasts and announcements. You may also follow Mystic Mona on Facebook. Since 2002, Mona holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the mobile app Dice Wisdom, $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for trade shows, special events, and VIP gatherings. Personal sessions are also available by appointment. Didn't get on air today? Contact Mona through her website so she may arrange to schedule you for the next broadcast. Please go to mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.